This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 28.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Well, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing something that works really well for me in terms of promoting my business, and that's webinars. Now, I wouldn't profess for a moment to be a complete expert, and I'm working on getting somebody on the show for you who is, but I've certainly run lots of webinars, and I do have lots of tips and techniques and experience that I can share with you. So if you're someone who's been thinking about running webinars, or maybe you've tried it and it hasn't worked as well as you like, then hopefully there'll be lots of value for you in this episode. It really is just a quick dip in to give you some ideas on how you do it and what the best way it is to market a webinar. But as it happens, I'm also running a webinar myself this week. Now, this is where it gets complicated. So if you're listening to this episode in the future, then this episode is due to go out in early February. And the date of the webinar I'm talking about is Thursday, February the 4th. So that's 2016. So if you're listening after that, then you may still be able to go back and get the replay of this webinar. But I'm recording this ahead of the webinar on February the 4th, Thursday, February the 4th, 2016. And if you go to janetmurray.co.uk/PR webinar, then you'll get details of how to sign up. And don't worry if you're not in the UK, because if you're not in the UK, you can certainly watch the replay. But the key thing is to sign up so that we can send you details. And the focus of the webinar is really going to be on doing your own PR. And specifically how to do your own PR if you don't really have a budget and you don't have an awful lot of time. So if that sounds interesting, then it's janetmurray.co.uk/PR webinar. So on with the main part of the show. In this episode, I'm going to share with you how I use webinars to promote my business. So how webinars help me to get new coaching clients, to get speaking opportunities, to get consultancy clients, and also to get people to buy my online products and services. So I'm going to look, just scratch the surface really in this episode, because this is just a short one, but I will link in the show notes to some articles that go into things a little bit deeper. But I'm just going to look at what is a webinar, just in case you're unsure. How do you go about hosting one? How do you market a webinar? And also why they're brilliant for your business. So first off, what is a webinar? So if you're a bit unsure, essentially it's an online lesson or workshop. And essentially it's an opportunity for you. I usually do 30 to 60 minutes, some people do longer, to teach what you know to people who hopefully are going to benefit and then go and use what they've learned in their business or in their company, whatever they happen to do. Now, you can do it just via audio, and that's my preferred method, but you can also do webinars, video webinars as well, and they're quite popular. And there's also, depending on what software you use, there's level of interactivity where people can ask questions, where they can vote, where they can get involved in all sorts of ways in what you're doing. You can do live webinars, and that's my favorite. I love doing live webinars where people are there on the call interacting with me. But you can also create what are called evergreen webinars. So they're essentially on-demand webinars, and that can be quite useful. It's something I'm looking into at the moment, because I've increasingly got an audience that's all over the world. So if I put on a webinar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK, then obviously that's not going to be good for some of my audience. They're not going to be able to catch that. And I always offer a replay for my webinars, and that's another thing that you can offer. But I think there's something really nice about having people live on the call with you, and people do tend to get the most from that. So how do you go about hosting a webinar? Well, I'm just going to talk about the software that I've used to host mine and what I'm going to be using in the coming weeks and months. I've been using something called GoToWebinar for the last few years, and it is pretty good. It works really well. It does everything I need for my webinars. So basically what I do is I put together some slides. I use Keynote because I'm a Mac user, but you can do this on PowerPoint or whatever you use as well. And I essentially just kind of talk over the slides. Now, I'm making it sound a lot more simple. I spend a lot of time putting together a lesson. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you probably know that I originally trained as a teacher. So I think a lot about how to keep people engaged and how to structure my lesson and how to kind of break it up so that I'm keeping it nice and pacey and people aren't hopefully getting bored. But the great thing about software like GoToWebinar is that you can actually see how engaged people are. You can see if people leave mid-conversation. And obviously that might not be to presentation. I mean, that might not be to do with your webinar. It might be just because they've got to go to a meeting or something like that. But you can see how many people are with you at the start and how many stay to the end. You can get some great stats on that. And essentially, it's just a great way to have hundreds in my case, but I know others that have thousands of people on their webinars, captive audience, people learning with you and deepening that relationship, which can be great. You can take questions from people depending on the software you're using. You can do polls. You can create surveys. There's all sorts of things that you can do. Now, as I say, I've been pretty happy with GoToWebinar. I've been using it for quite a few years and I'm very used to it and it hasn't let me down. And there's other things that you can do. You can, when people sign up, you can send them reminder emails and follow-up emails and all this kind of stuff. And obviously you can send people a recording if they miss the webinar, if they don't make it. And that's quite common actually that people will sort of sign up to it. I mean, my retention rate is usually about 60-70%, which is pretty good. But people are busy, they've got meetings to go to, they might sign up for your webinar and remember they've got something else or somewhere else they've got to be. And so being able to send them a replay is great. So yeah, I've been pretty happy with it, but I think it's quite expensive. I pay about £70 a month for GoToWebinar. Now, I generally do run one webinar a month, so I'd say it probably pays for itself in terms of the business that I get out of it, and more on that later. But it does seem on the pricier side. So I've recently signed up for Webinar Jam, and I'm going to be using that for my next few webinars just to see how that goes. And the good thing about GoToWebinar is that you're not tied into it, so you can sign up and you can get a free trial generally as well for a month. So it's worth giving it a go and seeing what works well for you. But you can obviously take a few months off, as I sometimes do over the summer if I'm not going to be doing any webinars. But it does feel on the pricier side, and Webinar Jam seems to be about half the price over the course of a year. So I'm going to give that a go and see how it goes. The other slight little niggle that I've had with GoToWebinar is that if you use a Mac and you use Keynote to show your slides, you can't show your slides and have the kind of chat box open at the same time. Or if you do, there's some kind of complex process you have to go through. And that's really niggled me the last few webinars that I've run, because I used to use Google Slides actually to prepare my slides, but I've started using Keynote because they just kind of look a bit better. But I've had a few problems where I've not been able to see the messages that people are sending me and the questions, which is a bit of a shame. So how do you go about marketing your webinar? Well, there's several ways that you can do it. I market quite heavily to my email list, but obviously if you're listening and you don't have an email list, you might be thinking, well, that's no good to me. Social media can be great. So I also market on Twitter and Facebook, and you can also use Facebook advertising. I've done that a few times to drive people to your webinar if you're trying to get in front of a new audience. What I have learned is that you don't want to give people too long with a webinar, which could be, you know, a 30-minute or an hour-long lesson that you're giving on a Thursday afternoon. People, if you tell them about it too long in advance, they'll just kind of forget about it. So what I've learned works really well is just to have a 4-day lead-in. So I usually run my webinars on a Thursday afternoon, usually just after lunch, maybe 2 o'clock, because I'm aware that lots of the people I work with, they have children that have to go and pick up from school. So 2 seems to be quite a good time if they have got children they're picking up from school, because they'll probably be leaving to do that about 3 o'clock. So I start with an email to my list on the Monday, and then I remind them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's another good thing actually about having a short marketing period, because I can kind of really kind of go for it with my list for 4 days, 5 days, once I send them the follow-ups. But I know that I'm probably not going to annoy them too much if it's just for a week. But if I'm emailing them for weeks and weeks about a webinar, then they're either going to forget or they're going to get fed up with me emailing them. So I start with my list on the Monday. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, I join in and I start doing Twitter and Facebook promotion as well, and it kind of builds over the week, and I generally find they're really, really popular. In terms of content, people obviously love really practical stuff that they can apply to their business. However, I've had great success recently with doing stuff which really kind of taps more into the emotional side of PR and pitching. So I did one on Feel the Fear and Pitch It Anyway, so how to sort of tackle your fears around pitching, I've done other ones about, you know, what to do if you're kind of nervous about being in the media spotlight. And those kind of things have worked just as well as the kind of really practical seven steps to increase your email list. Well, that probably wouldn't be what I would do. That's the kind of thing I would go to if someone else was hosting it. But, you know, seven ways to get journalists interested in your stories. I think the emotional ones actually work, I think, possibly better than the kind of more listicle style titles. But obviously, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about the titles for my webinar and thinking about what's going to appeal to people, and obviously what's going to appeal to different audiences. You know, what works with your audience might be completely different to what works with mine. So it's something that you probably need to experiment. Sometimes I also use Lead Pages, which is a landing page tool or software. And I create a specific landing page that I send people to so that I can give people a little bit more information about it. And Lead Pages is good because it also collects quite a lot of data about how many people have come to look at the details and how many people have actually signed up. So if, for example, 200 people have looked at the details, but only 2% have signed up, you might think to yourself, you need to change the copy or you need to change the headline even. So it's quite good. You know, it can help you if you've started marketing something and maybe you haven't quite got the title right or the content isn't quite right, then obviously you can kind of tweak it with Lead Pages, which is really great. And I know I've talked about Lead Pages in previous episodes, so I'll link to that again in the show notes. So finally, why are webinars brilliant for your business? Well, where do I start? I think they're brilliant because they're an opportunity for you to show, not tell, people how good you are. It costs you next to nothing. Obviously, it costs me £70 a month at the moment for a GoToWebinar, but I'm in my own home office. I don't have to go anywhere. I spend a few hours preparing the slides and the lesson, maybe longer, depending if it's a newish topic. It's an hour to deliver it. I usually spend maybe an hour on social media afterwards interacting with people, or people often email me afterwards to give me feedback on to say, you know, they enjoyed it. So I'll spend some time going back to them and also answering people's questions after the webinar. So essentially, it's probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours work. But the return on that could be quite immense because, as I say, you're showing people what you know, you're not telling them, and you're giving them evidence. So if they've been thinking about working with you, then you're giving them evidence that you're the right person to do that. Or maybe not, but often I found that I've got consultancy clients or training clients I've been, and I can command, you know, thousands for doing a consultancy package or a training package with somebody. So that £70 a month seems very small in comparison to somebody who's come to a couple of my webinars, who likes what I do, and then says, look, could you come in and train my whole team in writing? Or somebody who wants to join my online coaching program, or somebody who wants to buy one of my products and services. It feels well worth the investment. Because I think, you know, we have to acknowledge that, especially if we're doing business in this online space, then this is a really great way for, you know, people don't, there's all that kind of sales research, isn't there, that people need something like 8 contact points before they buy. And this is obviously a really big, you know, in that journey between people discovering you and your blog, in my case, and my podcast and the other things that I do, actually getting to spend an hour with me, listening to what I've got to say, being able to ask me questions directly, obviously is, you know, a great opportunity, and a great opportunity for me to sell myself without selling myself, if you like. I'm just sharing great content with people that hopefully they're going to go and apply in their business. And often what's happened to me actually is that people have come back to me and said, you know, you gave me this tip on your webinar. I went and tried it and I got this piece of coverage, or we've tried doing this way because you mentioned it in your webinar, and these are the results we've had. So a really great way. I don't have to travel anywhere. I don't have to take hours and hours out of my week to do it. It's a really great way to reach a lot of people. And in my case, I usually get hundreds of people signing up on these webinars, but I know obviously others get thousands. It's a really great way to reach a lot of people, and very low cost way of doing that. And obviously, I don't do it very often, but I have done it. If you've got a product to sell or a service to sell, or perhaps you're running an event, then if you've given somebody 30, 60 minutes, possibly longer, of really great value, there's absolutely no reason at the end why you can't say, look, I'm doing this if you're interested. And also you've got that follow-up opportunity as well. So after my webinars, I send everybody a replay, tech permitting. And I, you know, it's also, sometimes I send them a free download or some kind of extra sort of bonus content. And it's an opportunity to keep selling in the nicest possible way for a few more days. You can kind of go back to people and say, you know, I noticed that you watched my webinar. I just wanted to send you this extra bonus, or just wanted to remind you about, you know, or you can have a special offer just for people who've come to your webinar. And even if people don't come, you've still got their email address. You can send them the replay as well, and you can follow up with them if they haven't watched the replay and just kind of say, how are you doing? And they just hadn't watched it again. Here's another download or whatever. So it's a way that you can kind of keep in touch with people who've given you their email address. They've given you their permission to get in touch. And, you know, over a week, I don't like to do it really longer than that, but over a kind of week or so period, you know, you can email them and you can keep in touch with them, which is a really, really great thing to do. Now, as I say, I've only really scratched the surface here. I've just given you a few ideas about how you might use webinars. But as I said at the beginning, I am hosting a webinar this week. So now I need to explain this in a non-confusing way. So if you're listening when this podcast goes out at the beginning of February, I'm holding a webinar on Thursday the 4th at 2 in the afternoon. That's GMT, but there will be a replay if you're somewhere else in the world. We may even have our evergreen stuff set up by then. It depends how we get on with Webinar Jam. If you're listening to this in the future, so you've gone past that date, then if you go to, well, actually everybody listening, if you go to janetmurray.co.uk/PR webinar, then you'll probably find the webinar still there. I do like to, you know, keep that content, that useful content available for people for as long as I can. So if you go to janetmurray.co.uk/PR webinar, you can either register for the webinar if you're listening in early February, or if you're listening after that, you can hopefully go and access the replay. I'm not sure how long it'll be up there, but it'll be up there for a while. So I hope you find this useful. I'd love to hear from you how you're getting on with using webinars in your business. If you've got any questions, if you've got any experience or tips to share yourself, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me @jan_murray, Facebook me @janetmurrayuk, or Instagram me @janmurrayuk.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.